This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzokowski. Sasebo is serving up a delicious dose of community spirit. The Sasebo Self-Defense Forces Gourmet Campaign is officially underway. Locals and visitors alike can participate in a culinary adventure. 23 restaurants across the city are featuring unique curry dishes, each based on secret recipes from the Japan Self-Defense Forces. It's a stamp rally with a savory twist. Collect stamps from each participating restaurant for a chance to win amazing prizes, including a mystery tour of local Defense Forces areas. There's a flavor for everyone. And there's a monthly lottery with original prizes. So grab a pamphlet, get your appetite ready, and support Sasebo's local businesses while enjoying some truly unique cuisine. The Sasebo Self-Defense Forces Gourmet is running now through June 30th of next year. From July 14th to the 28th, the U.S. Navy and Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Forces concluded Mine Warfare Exercise 2JA 2025 in Mutsu Bay, off the coast of northern Japan. This annual exercise, designed to enhance mine countermeasure capabilities between the two forces, involved clearing simulated minefields using various unit-level tactics, including mine hunting detection and neutralization. Units from both nations, including the USS Warrior, JMSDF frigates and minesweepers, explosive ordnance disposal units, and aircraft, worked together under the direction of the JMSDF Mine Warfare Force and U.S. Navy Mine Countermeasures Group 7 commanders. Captain Peter W. Hayes, Commodore, Mine Countermeasures Group 7, said, quote, "It is always an honor and a privilege to work with our host nation partners and continue to build our powerful relationships in the mine countermeasures community," unquote. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.